मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए। गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए। गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए। बहर उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए, बहर उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए। सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए, सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए। मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए। गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए, गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए। उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए, गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए। उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए। गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए। लज्जत फरियाद तूफानों में है, लज्जत फरियाद तूफानों में है। कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए, लज्जत फरियाद तूफानों में है। कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए। मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए। हासिले साहिल मुझे तूफ़ा में है, हासिले साहिल मुझे तूफ़ा में है। तेरे जलवों का नजारा चाहिए, हासिले साहिल मुझे तूफ़ा में है। तेरे जलवों का नजारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए। गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए। बहर उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए, सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए। अपनी आहों से डरे जा नाप मीर, अपनी आहों से डरे जा नाप मीर। अपनी बिजली को सवारा चाहिए, अपनी आहों से डरे जा नाप मीर। अपनी बिगड़ी को सवारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए। गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए। आप पर हर दम फिदा हो मेरी जान, आप पर हर दम फिदा हो मेरी जान। गैर شہر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے، آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان، خیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے، مجھ آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان، آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان، غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، دست بخشا جانب زنبیل ماں، دست بخشا جانب زنبیل ماں، میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے، دست بخشا جانب زنبیل ماں، میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، حضرت والے کا مختہ ہے، اختر ناکار دور افتاد کو، اختر ناکار دور افتاد کو، ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے، اختر ناکار دور افتاد کو، ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے،
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا، قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، وقد قال الله تعالى، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العظيم. Ulama ikram, most respected brothers and also sisters listening in at the madrasa over the receivers. It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, it is His ihsan that a person is able to undertake a journey of thousands of miles within a short time and then return. The petrol that is in the aeroplane has got no power to keep that plane up in the skies. It is the power that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to that petrol. And Allah ta'ala gives that aqal to insan to make use of that petrol and all other elements to keep the plane up in the skies and transport so many people from one part of the world to another. So this is all Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan. It seems as if it was just the other night that I was telling you that we all need to spiritually charge our batteries. There's no question of the pious ones don't require recharging. Only the sinful ones require recharging. In the first place, we should never think of ourselves as amongst the pious ones. We should consider ourselves as the most sinful ones, that we need a recharge of our batteries all the time. But I am talking about those who are truly pious, those who are indeed the walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, those who have got taqwa of a very high level, those who have got ma'rifat, yaqeen. But yet we find them at the door of the mashayikh, and they come there so simple, so humble. They annihilate themselves. They make fana of their nafs. They forget all their ilm and their knowledge and their taqwa and everything. And they come there for recharging their batteries. Now we will say they already got taqwa, they got piety, they got ilm, they got ma'rifat. Now what recharge are they going to do? So there is no limit to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ma'rifat. There is no limit. A person cannot say that now I've reached the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and I've gained his ma'rifat to the extreme. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was the greatest of all Nabis. But he says, ma'arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. Oh Allah, we haven't been able to really recognize you as you should be recognized, as you are. La uhsi sana'an alayk anta kama asnayta ala nafsi. Now all those things show that there is no limit to it. This ocean is so vast that there is no limit. If a person is flying 30,000 feet above sea level, and then he looks down and looks at everybody down, then he says, I'm flying very high. I have reached the height, the limit. Why? Because he's looking down. But if he looks up, if the pilot who is flying 30,000 feet above sea level looks up, then there is someone flying 60,000, and there's somebody flying 100,000, and there's somebody that has landed on the moon, and there's somebody that's gone further and might be on Mars very soon. Moon or soon, kafiya bhi mil gaya. And others could be even going above that. And still there's no limit. So we must always look at those that are higher. Don't look at those that are lower. When it comes to ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and ma'rifat, and yaqeen, and muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then look at those that are higher than us. Then we will have that desire to reach higher. Otherwise we will consider ourselves to have reached the limit after making few rakats of tahajjud and ishraq and reading few tasbihs. Then we will think that we have reached the limit. So this is the reason why people go to the mashayikh. Now there by Hazrat Maulana Hakim Ud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, my Shaykh and Murshid. People are coming from all parts of the world. And amongst them are great Shaykhul Hadiths, Mufassirs of the Quran Sharif, people who are teaching in Madaris, Darul Ulooms for years, people who themselves have got thousands of murids. Now for what do they come? They don't come to learn some new waz or some new speech or new information. What they come for is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made the hearts of this Ahlullah the reservoirs of ikhlas. There's such ikhlas in their hearts. There's such noor in those hearts that when the person sits in that majlis, even if that Shaykh Kamil does not speak, his silence is his speech. And that noor that they generate, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made man such that he steals from the character of others. Allah Ta'ala has made man such that you steal from the character of others. The company that you stay in, you start getting those sifats and within yourself. The light, there is a bulb of 1000 watt and there's a bulb of 5 watt. But if you put the bulb that is of 5 watt in this masjid on, and the other bulb of 1000 watt, then the noor of that 1,000 and the nur or light of that 5. You cannot differentiate in the light that will be shining there. We cannot say that this is of this globe and this is of this globe. Like now we've got all these different globes. We cannot say that this is of this one, this is of that one. So we take our weak one and go and sit there in the company of those who have got a very, very high voltage one. Full of nur, powerful. So then that starts transferring. Slowly, slowly it transfers. And if the person goes with ikhlas, his trip and his journey is not for any other worldly reason, solely for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses the person with such hidayat that he will see the effect in his own life. Within a few days, people who could not give up some sins all their lives, but within a few days they give it up. What it is that same company. One very nice example once Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abraul Haq Sahab Damat Barakatum gave in Jeddah. There was a petrol tanker that came up to a garage. Now the petrol tanker had 20,000 liters of petrol it was carrying to deliver at some garage. But it came up to the bowser there and asked for a few liters of petrol. It's got 20,000 liters on its back, but it's asking for a few liters to run the engine. So sometimes our knowledge is all on our back. Wow. Thousands of liters of petrol on our backs. But there's no petrol in the engine. Therefore the person cannot get up for Fajr namaz. He may be an alim sometimes, but he cannot get up. He's a mufti, but he cannot stay away from haram. Is a Qari Sahib, but he's ending up in the cinemas or rave club. Is a Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, but he's taking drugs. No. Why? Because all that petrol is on the back. There's nothing in the engine. So it needs a few liters in the engine first. So these Ahlullah, what they do is they bring that petrol that is on our backs into the engines, those thousands of liters. So that the person is now able to make his namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, stay away from drinking, gambling, adultery, fornication, all those sins. It becomes easy to give them up because the petrol has now come into the engine. Wow. That fuel pipe, they connect it from that to the engine. So this is the benefit of sohbat. And you can't quantify it. Person must not count how much was spent. Sometimes the person can go just for one day and come back. And he can change his total life. So now he cannot use some kind of a yardstick to measure how much was spent, how much was gained. One friend, once I met him on a Friday morning, and he said, I'm leaving for Germany or Hong Kong somewhere. And Monday or Tuesday I met him again in the masjid. So quick. So I had just one day work. My business was for one day only. Within that one day, he finished all his work, made his money, or whatever he had to buy, whatever purchases he had to make, and whatever items he had to bring, everything was sorted out, and the next day he caught another flight and came back. Now in the business world, we don't ask that person that you went so far and came back in one day's time. How much you spent? Why? Because he says that one day I went, but look at how much I gained. Don't look at how much was spent, look at the gain. How many thousands of dollars I'm going to make now. So like that, in the company of these Ahlullah, this is what we get. They are the reservoirs of ikhlas. Right from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, this has been the tartib. That the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they became Sahabas because of their companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked to make hijrat, as it says that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat, then everyone knows that you get 100,000 sawab if you make one namaz in Makkah Sharif. And you get 50,000 if you make it in Madinah Sharif. But the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in were told that leave Makkah Sharif and go where your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes. Stay in his company. Don't calculate, work out that here we'll get 50, there we'll get 100 and stay behind. Deen is not a calculator thing. They, the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will make you such that 100,000 is nothing, you'll get billions. The sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it will transfer that akhlaq into you. It will transfer Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's fragrance of his character into you, which you will never get anywhere else. The Kaaba Sharif had a lot of idols there, 360 idols. 360 idols were in the Kaaba Sharif. But the Kaaba Sharif itself couldn't throw out the idols. The Kaaba Sharif had 360 idols, but the Kaaba Sharif itself couldn't throw out the idols. Yet it was the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala could have sent an angel to take it out and throw it out. I mean, Allah Ta'ala's house, imagine the mushrikeen, the kuffar putting idols there. Couldn't Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala have ordered Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam go there and take all those idols and throw them out? But there was an effort that was made, and then in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sahabas came and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam removed them. So sohbat of the Ahlullah, this is what it is for. To get that himmat and that courage to be able to do that which Allah Ta'ala has ordered and to stay away from that which Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. Great, great people, they went to the Ahlullah for this very purpose. It is easy to just read the kitabs and become a scholar. To become a scholar is very easy these days. There's so much of literature, there's so much of knowledge, there's a knowledge explosion. On the computers there's knowledge, internet there's knowledge, in the books there's knowledge, the pamphlets, literature, everywhere there's nothing, colleges, universities, libraries upon libraries. But when it comes to the practical field, then that same scholar who was giving a very flowery and powerful speech in some conference, after a little while, if you look at his actions, then there's no namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, nothing. They even feel ashamed of keeping this Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And yet they will talk about identity. We must maintain our identity, Islamic identity. But they feel ashamed to even have the zahir like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam's teachings. And yet Hazrat Khaja Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that on Qiyamah day when Allah ta'ala will ask me, what did you bring? He said, Ya Allah, I don't have anything. But I will hold my beard and I will say, Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aya hoon. Haqeeqat iskutu kar de main surat leke aya hoon. Haqeeqat iskutu kar de main surat leke aya hoon. Oh Allah, I've brought my outward appearance. I don't have the haqeeqat. But now, Ya Allah, your mehboob surat I brought, now make it into haqeeqat. So when it comes to the field of amal, then we need this petrol of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the petrol of the muhabbat, the steam of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we can only get from there where it is. We will not get it where it is not. Nur-e-Nubuwat is something else and Ilm-e-Nubuwat is something else. The Ilm of Nubuwat you can get from the Kitabs. The books, when you read, then you get the Ilm of Nubuwat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this was his surah, this was his sirat, this was his character, this was his teachings. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hadiths, it is now available on the computers and everywhere. So too, you can get the knowledge from there. But up till today we haven't heard anybody say that this book, ye kitab jo hai, bahut mukhlis kitab hai. The kitab itself, have we said, kitab ke andar bahut ikhlas hai. This kitab has got a lot of sabr. You can put it wherever you want, it makes a lot of sabr. Wow. And this kitab makes a lot of shukr. This kitab is making a lot of shukr. This kitab has got a lot of taqwa. This kitab has got a lot of taqwa. Now, has anybody mentioned these as the sifats and qualities of the kitab? That this kitab has got the taqwa, this kitab has got shukr, this kitab has got sabr, this kitab has got ma'rifat. That somebody says that this kitab has got great ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yes, we can say that this kitab has got the knowledge, the information of how you get the ma'rifat of Allah ta'ala. But it hasn't got it. To get it now, you have to bring it within, to bring it into yourself. Now, where will it come from? It will come from those who have got ma'rifat, those who have got tawakkul, those who have got yaqeen, those who have got shukr, those who have got sabr in their lives, those who have got Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's closeness and muhabbat. Now, that is where we will then get it. That is where we will get it. Where else will we get it? So the sohbat of these great mashayikh and buzrugs and walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is for this reason, to get that himmat and that courage. Now people don't understand this. And as a result, we have all kinds of atirazat or objections and criticism of these mashayikh. But they are specializing in that field. We have madaris, masajid, and we have institutions for so many other things. But there are some of them that do this tazkiyah of the qulub. It's a specialized field. They have made such kind of mujahada. Therefore, don't look at the latter life. As the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah has emphasized, that don't look at the latter life of the mashayikh, of the buzrugs, of the Allahwalas. In the latter life, they have a lot of murids, they have a lot of friends, they have a lot of people that are there to assist and help and make khidmat and press their legs and put oil on their head. So now when we look at that, then we think that this is a very nice job, this. Put one jubba khubba or peer ban jao, kuch murid kar lo, khao piyo aram karo. Maza aayega bas. Maze wali zindagi. And that is what has happened. Lots of people, that is what they have done. That they don't know the ABC of tasawwuf or anything. They haven't even any kind of ma'rifat or muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. If you look at their akhlaq, there is no sign of the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But yet they have become peers and they've got a lot of murids. Like one peer sahab, they say, he was one of the bogus ones. So he went to one of his murid's house and there he wouldn't leave. 5 days, 6 days, 20 days, his peer sahab is not going. Now all the chicken getting finished. And the murid too now is getting worried of kya karega. So finally he started crying in front of the sheikh, that peer, in front of the peer, he started crying. He said, aap kyun rote? Isliye rota hoon ki aap phir kabhi mere ghar nahi aayenge. That is why I'm crying, because you will never ever come to back to my house. The peer sahab said, no, no, I love you so much. How can that be? I will always come. He said, no, you'll never ever come. He said, no, I will come. He said, but first if you go from here, then only you can come. Aap to yahan se jaane ka naam nahi lete, to wapas kaise aayenge? So first you must go from here, then only you'll come back. So therefore these mashayikh, they are there to transfer that noor. And this is what we go there for. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, that noor, that tajalliyat, their hearts have become the hamil, they are holding the tajalli. Oh Allah, transfer that into our hearts. Amen. And then when the person gets that into his heart, then he also says, Mujhe kya se kya shauqe farawa kar diya. Pehle jaan, phir jaane jaan, phir jaane jaana kar diya. Afterwards he gets all that. نگاہِ ولی کی یہ تاثیر دیکھی نگاہِ ولی کی یہ تاثیر دیکھی ہزاروں کی بدلتی تقدیر دیکھی بدلتے ہزاروں کی تقدیر دیکھی نگاہِ ولی کی یہ تاثیر دیکھی بدلتے ہزاروں کی تقدیر دیکھی جس دیر نگاہ اسے Therefore, he says that when we believe that there is such a thing as nazr-e-bad, that bad eye, we say nazr-e-bad, the person cast a bad eye. So when we believe in that, then what about good eye? If bad eye can make a person sick and they say it makes the person weak and person gets a spell over him, then what about the good eye of these masayikh and the buzrugs? That will make the weak one strong in his iman. It will make the person who is fasiq and fajr into wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That nigah has got such kind of tasir in it, such kind of effect in it. Apna dil kisi jalte huwe dil ke qareeb kar de, ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. اپنا دل کسی جلتے ہوئے دل کے قریب کر دے. یہ آگ لگتی نہیں ہے, لگائی جاتی ہے. And this is haqiqat, it is not fantasy world that we are talking about. It is a haqiqat. After that, when the person gets inside his own heart, that tajalli and that nur and that yaqeen and that marifat, then he will say that I wasted my whole life chasing after dunya. But it will not make him a person who will shun dunya altogether, meaning that he is not going to desert his family and give up his business and become an abnormal person. He will remain an absolutely normal person. This I keep on emphasizing because it is in the heads of many people. Even in Pakistan, they tell you ke bahut se log jaate hain in logon ke paas, phir unka dimag kharab ho jata hai, pagal ban jate. So we say that these people who are becoming pagal and all that, they were pagal before that. In their romantic world, they became pagal. Now they are going there to get out of that pagalpan of this, of the madness of this. They're trying to come out. It's not that they went there and became mad. So many who come, they are mad before that. So many come and tell us also, well, I'm gone mad now. So they're already mad. In what? In the love of some woman. Some beautiful face made them mad. They don't know how to come out of it. So now we won't say that they, the mashayikh, made them mad. So the person will remain absolutely normal. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. This will become their haqiqat. So there's great effect in their sohbat. The fish will only enjoy satisfaction if it is deep inside the water. Away. But if it's not deep in the water, its head is sticking out and the sun is shining on its head, then the fish will not enjoy satisfaction. So what we get there is sukoon, that they teach us how to give up the sins and go deep into the water and enjoy sukoon and satisfaction. But then shaitan keeps whispering that, how long will you remain like this? How long will you carry on like this? How long will you remain paband? Paband of Shariat, how long will you carry on? It is not easy. You still have a long way to go. So enjoy yourself now. 10 years later, 20 years later, you can make tawbah. Now that is the whispering of shaitan. There's one very beautiful shair in which he says that Paband muhabbat kabhi azad nahi hai. پابند محبت کبھی آزاد نہیں ہے اس قید کی ای نفس کوئی میعاد نہیں ہے. This محبت claim that we have made of Allah Ta'ala, now we can't become azad. We can't say we are now tired. How long are we going to make namaz? Why? Because we are not enjoying it. We are continuing in our life of sins and we want to make ibadat, zikr, tilawat. So we get some sawab. But that enjoyment that you look forward to namaz, you look forward to zikr and tilawat, just as we look forward to sins now, then this person starts looking forward. He wants to engage in more ibadat, zikr, tilawat, get more marifat of Allah Ta'ala, and he gets enjoyment in all these type of things. Now have you ever heard a fish saying that I am really tired in the water of the ocean, I am catching a cold now, so therefore I want to come out of the water. How long am I going to remain in water? In water you catch a cold. So therefore take me out. And let me also enjoy some biryani outside. The fish, its enjoyment is inside the water. I was quick to translate this poetry, but now I will just do one or two couplets and we will conclude for tonight. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills and gives me life, health and an opportunity, then we'll have a zikr majlis on Thursday night. But just that last night or yesterday after arrival, I received a lot of phone calls, any majlis. So just seeing the great thirst and talab and love of Allah Ta'ala in the hearts of so many people, I decided that we'll have a majlis tonight. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Ya Allah, I want some support to live in this world. To live my life in this world, I need support. And what other support can the person look for? He says, Gham Tumhara. Here Gham means your love. And my heart. Ya Allah, what I want is that it must be your love and my heart. Hey Allah, Gham Tumhara. Dil Hamara Chahiye. This heart of mine must be the reservoir of your love. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. And if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love is in that heart, if Allah ta'ala's love is in the heart of the mu'min, then we know that when a person is in love, then he wants to please the beloved. So now things will become easy. In love, people do things which they will never ever do if they have to look at their own strength and their own wealth and their own conditions. They will never be able to do it. But when they look at the love that they have for someone, then they will climb mountains and they will do things that will baffle man's imagination. So in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now this person will be able to do everything that is pleasing to Allah ta'ala. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Oh Allah, we want the shore of the ocean of love. Ya Allah, give us the kinara of love, of the ocean of love. Sar hamara dar tumhara. My head and the door of your home. I must be in sajda and I must be pleading and begging and asking from you, O my beloved Allah. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. Everybody is complaining of غم. Now this غم that I'm talking about is the Urdu غم, where we say lots of غم. The person has got a lot of sorrow and grief and pain and problem and depression and sickness and weakness and poverty and so many kinds of غم we are complaining of. So he says غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے. Turn towards Allah. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. So he said, this is what I want. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. What you looking for? Support here, support there, support there. We know what has happened to those countries that looked for support of America and of Britain and of China and of Russia and all other countries of the world. When they thought that these were our gods, that they will come to our assistance, and they bragged and they were proud that our association and our connection and our contact and our relationship is so strong with the presidents of these countries. But then when those same presidents turned against them and they said that you are not very loyal and faithful to us, so therefore we are now going to depose you too. They used them as long as they could use them, and then they said, now we'll throw you out too. Then they realized that we are placing our trust in those things which cannot come to our assistance and help. This is where. جب میں کہتا ہوں کہ یا اللہ میرا حال دیکھ, جب میں کہتا ہوں کہ یا اللہ میرا حال دیکھ, حکم ہوتا ہے کہ اے بندہ تیرے انام اعمال دیکھ. Look at your نام اعمال. Don't complain about everybody, complain about yourselves. The whole world can cry for us, یا اللہ remove the difficulty of this person. But until we are not going to cry for ourselves, if a child is disobedient to his father, the whole world is crying and saying, forgive this son of yours. But the son is still bragging about his disobedience and says, I don't have to worry about you. Who are you? Will that father forgive that? That son will have to say, my dear father, forgive me. I made a mistake in my life. I was disobedient to you. Then after that, even if a two or three people who will say, forgive him, now you know he's your child, then straight away the father will say, you don't even have to tell me, don't worry, he's asked me for forgiveness, I'll take him to him. किसी को कहने की भी जरूरत नहीं पड़ेगी, वो बाप उसको गर्दन से लगा लेगा. He'll say that you are my child, never mind, you made a mistake, but you have repented, you have asked for forgiveness, why should I throw you away, what will I get in? Then even one or two people have to say, that will show the muhabbat of the people for the son. But this is our problem, major problem today, that we are all crying, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the people of the world. And they are praying for us, but we are not prepared to pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and change our lives. We want to remain disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we want everybody else to pray that Allah Ta'ala must forgive us. And Allah Ta'ala must send His Nusrat and His help and His Madad and His angels. So that is not the way the system works of Allah Ta'ala. Hame rona padega. Hame Allah Ta'ala ke samne girana padega. We will have to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of our sins. We will have to rectify and change our lives. We will have to turn the table around. We will have to throw out of our lives those sins which have embedded itself. Our hearts will have to become purified of lust, of greed, of malice, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. When these hearts will then get the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then even one person will hold the ghilaf of Kaaba there and pray for us, then that will not only be a means of forgiveness for us, but Allah Ta'ala will elevate our stages and darajat after that. Why? Because that person himself is also making the tawbah from his sins. Yes, sometimes the dua of others becomes a means of hidayat, that the person is now put on track, but he will have to move himself. It's not that one nigah of the buzrug and the wali and finish, now the person will reach the heavens. If it was as simple as that, then the sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the nigah and the sight of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam fell on them, and after that they shouldn't have had to do anything more. So this is what he says, gham mein bas, this is what he says, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. Make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. But if Allah is with us, if Allah is with us, then what support do we need after that? Lazzate faryad tufano mein hai. The enjoyment of faryad, the enjoyment of pleading and begging and asking Allah is when the person is in difficulties. When the person has got enough food, enough drink, and he's got good health, and he's got everything going for him, at that time he makes dua, he makes istighfar, and he makes some tawbah also, but that enjoyment is not there. He says, "Lazzate faryad tufano mein hai." In the midst of battle, in the midst of the jihad, the dua that comes out from the bottom of the heart, that is a different dua. In the midst of difficulties and problems, when the person feels that he is helpless now, there's nobody to help him, he is now left without any support and without any help, and he still feels himself deserted by everybody, by the society and by the family and by everyone else. That time when he picks up his hand and says, "Oh Allah, there is no one for me besides you." That is the time when he's going to say that. When he's in the midst of the ocean and the ship is being lashed by storms from all sides. And at that time when the person says, "Oh Allah, what do we do? Where do we go? Who can help us and assist us? We cannot control the waters of the ocean, and our ship will sink and we will drown." And then that time when he says, "Tere siwa koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi, tere siwa koi sahara nahi," then the enjoyment of that is different from that when he's enjoying himself when he says, "Tere siwa koi sahara nahi." So he says, "Lazzate faryad tufano mein hai, kon kehta hai kinara chahiye." He says, "I'm enjoying the faryad in these difficulties and these problems and in these trials so much that I don't even want the shore." Now this is, we're talking about the great walis of Allah Ta'ala. We are extremely weak, therefore don't say, "Oh Allah, put us in the center of the ocean and send a storm above our heads, and after that we will pray there and we'll enjoy it." We will, our hearts will come out, we'll get heart attack same time there. We must ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyah. Ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from all kinds of hardships, difficulties, trials. We must plead to Allah Ta'ala, "We're extremely weak, don't test us, don't test us." But if some test comes away, then do the same thing again. do the same thing again, apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aawaz. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq of amal, give you the tawfiq of amal and the entire ummah. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyathal mustaghithin, ya rahimal masakin. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghis. Allahumma aslih lana sha'nana kulla wa la takilna ila anfusina tarfata 'ayn wa la takilna ila anfusina tarfata 'ayn fa innaka in takilna ila anfusina takilna ila dhafin wa khatiyah. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. Oh my most forgiving Allah. Oh my most compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, hum bahut gunahgar hain. ہم سیاہکار ہیں, ہم گندے ہیں, نالائق ہیں, مجرم ہیں, خطاکار ہیں, بندے مگر تیرے, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, دیر از نو ون فار اس بسائڈ یو. یا اللہ, اور لائف ان یور کنٹرول, اور سائٹ ان یور کنٹرول, اور ہیئرنگ اینڈ اسپیچ ان یور کنٹرول, اور ہارٹ, لیور اینڈ لنگز ان یور کنٹرول. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, don't snatch away our ni'mats, don't snatch away your bounties because of our sins and disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. But oh Allah, remove our difficulties and hardships. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. The sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ay Allah, ay mere pyare Allah, become ours and make us yours. Hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirat. Bless us with deen, with dunya and with akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with deen, with dunya and akhirat. Ey mere pyare khuda, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ameen. Those who had financial difficulties and problems, remove the difficulties. Ameen. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ameen. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ameen. Oh Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Ameen. And happiness. Ameen. Ya Allah, our Palestinian brothers. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, ان کے حال پر رحم فرما. اے اللہ, ریموو دی ڈیفیکلٹیز, دیر ہارڈ شپس, دیر پرابلمس. یا اللہ, گیو ہدایت ٹو دوز ہو آر میکنگ ظلم اپون دیم. اے اللہ, گیو ہدایت ٹو دیم, اوپن دیر آئیز ٹو دی بیوٹیز آف اسلام. او اللہ, بلیس دیم ود ایمان اینڈ اسلام. بٹ او اللہ, اف دے بیکم آبسٹینٹ, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, rain stones upon them. Cause the plains to crush. Ya Allah, create division and disunity amongst the ranks. Ey mere pyare khuda, send the angels and help those who are the mujahideen of Islam. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Allah, Rasul Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much he cried for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.